Protesters disrupt Trump and cabinet during dinner near White House. By Nick Gilbertson on September 10, 2025. Washington, protesters disrupted President Donald Trump and top members of his cabinet when they arrived for dinner near the White House on Tuesday night. Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth dined at Joe's Seafood, Prime Steak and Stone Crab near Lafayette Square. Upon arriving, the president was greeted with cheers near the bar, as well as some contempt from left-wing protesters, who likened him to Hitler, according to one video obtained by CNN. "Free D.C., free Palestine. Trump is Hitler of our time," the protesters, all of whom appear to be women in one video, repeated as Trump and his deputies walked through the dining room. A second video shows the protesters being removed from the restaurant. One woman notably had a Free Palestine flag as she exited the property. The White House did not immediately respond to Breitbart News's inquiry as to whether the protesters' presence was a Secret Service failure. Trump received a much warmer reception, without protests, from bar patrons. "We have a safe city now, can you imagine? We did it in 12 days, but now it's almost a month. We have a safe city, so that's good, enjoy yourself. You won't be mugged going home," he said after being greeted with cheers. "Have a good time, everybody. Don't drink too much," he added, provoking laughs. Trump spoke with reporters outside of Joe's ahead of dinner, where he thanked the National Guard and expressed his affinity for working with Mayor Muriel Bowser, D., to make the city safer. "People are going out to dinner where they didn't go out for years. And it's a safe city, and I just want to thank the National Guard. We loved working with the mayor and the chief, and we all work together. And the outcome is really spectacular," Trump said. "We have a capital that's very, very safe right now," he added. He also shared that he is in talks with the mayor of one city and the governor of the state it is in about cracking down on crime.